Blog Talk Radio.
Done enough, the mess is no better.
You are ready. This is March. And we're going to march. Come in like a lamb. Go out like a tiger. Tonight, it's a divine good and it's March. Good. And I want to share with you the word of God, the divine talk, the divine good of God tonight. As I talk to you tonight about the divine word of God, and when I said divine word, I'm talking about from God. You can't outdo the Creator. And this country is on the course of destruction, not minding God. What I mean by that,
if you're talking about a divine word, and divine word comes from God, we're on a path of destruction if we don't get it right from the White House to the governor house to the mayor's house. We're experiencing a destruction of a country without God. That's what we experience. And when you know you experience that, you have to ask yourself, Bishop, where we go from here, and what do we do in order to bring that? This is March, and I have prophesied some things that happen, but I'm going to get some more prophecy out. And I'm going to tell you things that are going on. March is the month of Archangel Michael. And when we talk about Michael, we're talking about the angel of God and the saints of God. Exodus 23:20, God said, I will send an angel and you obey him. And if you obey him, he will keep your commandment and do what God wants you to do. Some of us have got away from that because of materialistic things. Because of cars, home, money, we have sold out to the devil. Or we sold out to evil. I want to be very clear. A divine word from God tonight. And I want to tell you, look in the Bible, the Bible gives, the Holy Quran. In the Bible, divine word from God is man. Was love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him tonight shall not perish but have everlasting life. Some of you have broke away from God because of materialistic things, because of your financial standard, but your morals have gone to hell. Obedience to God has changed. Your relationship with God have changed. And I want to talk a little bit about Moses that had a relationship with God. He didn't have a relationship with God at first because he didn't know what his assignment was. Tonight, do you know your assignment with God? Do you know your assignment with the universe? Do you know your assignment with what God got for you and what God's going to carry you to the next level? Now, I want to share with you tonight your personality. Your mind should be on God, and your door should be open to say, God, what is my assignment? I cannot give you your assignment. Ain't no pastor in the earth give you your assignment. Your assignment got to come directly from God. I had a young lady in New Orleans come to me. She's a bishop. God called him to preach. I don't want no preacher. But you're married to him. I told her it's very dangerous to say what you don't want. If you feel that strong, you better divorce him, because if you stay with him, God's gonna spit you out. She argued with him and didn't want him to preach, didn't want him to hear the word. She had a mass heart attack and died. But I told her it's dangerous to step in front of what God got for somebody to do. If God called you to teach, to be in business, God called you to give comfort to people, you can't let your children, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother stand in front of you. Because the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. So by doing that, God will take you out of the picture. See, Moses said, Lord, what do you have me to do? And when he went up to the Mount Sinai, he took his shoes off. But God instructed him, take your shoes off, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. Tonight I'm talking about, what is your assignment? Assignment is given not by your mama, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your children, by God. When you accept the divine talk that God gives you, can't nobody take it from y'all talking to Sister Lyle, but she's a gatekeeper of George Floyd. And she said, bitch, I got a divine will from God. She said, people don't understand. I understand when God gives you something. You can say your brother, your sister, your wife don't want me to do that. You will, if you don't do what God said, God will move some people out of your life. He said, can you move them out? You might cry out that they're gone. They're gone for a reason. First, they're gone because they disobeyed God. Second, they're gone because they wouldn't stand. They wouldn't do what God told you to do. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, to get God to life. What I'm saying to you tonight, a divine word, a divine talk from God is real. And if you come into the vibration and listen to what God's going to say to you tonight, not to heaven, not to what God's saying to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David said that. David had to make it clear. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, David was letting him know, I trust in God, nobody else. So David know his assignment. With all that he had did, fell on his face and pleaded for God to restore him. But he know his assignment. Tonight, you know your divine assignment. Or you done just made up assignment that I'm going to be a drunk, I'm going to be an alcoholic, I'm going to be on drugs. I'm going to get all the money that I can get. I'm going to cheat people, and I don't care what's going to happen. When you do that, you're going to come to a bad fault in your life if you ain't able to forgive and forget and move on. You're able to set that. What God wants me to do. At this hour night, I was outside. I was checking out on the planet within a single file. Some of you didn't see it. I seen it. Last night, I seen it in a circle. And the lady asked me, Bishop, what does that mean? That means that God is replenishing this earth. God is moving some negative energy that has been planted in the ground. The murder, the killing that's going on. And God moves out the way of divine word. I want to tell you tonight that in Revelation the 12, as you read that whole chapter, it's going to give you an understanding that God still have a divine word for you. Divine talk is just God. And Prophet John said this all the time. Prophet John said this, everything in divine order. That means God is all right, because I done talked to God for you. For some of you got your own opinion about politics, your own opinion about materialistic things, things gone. That earthquake, that flood, all of it gone. So what's happening to them? Why are they caught up in that situation? Do you know? I don't know. But God know all, because he's the creator. And he's too intelligent to make a mistake. My grandmother used to have up on the wall in the living room the 23rd number Psalm. Before you go to school, you have to read that. Didn't have no bus, then you walk to school, Carrie. Didn't have no buses to walk. Come back, you read it when you do your night work. Put wood, beat the hogs, beat the horses, beat the all that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But you had to read that 23rd number Psalm. He didn't worry about Jesus so much. He was about reading the words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I didn't understand that for a long time that I understood where she was coming from. She wanted to instill the word of God, the divine word, into your energy, into your education. And some of the people went on to be doctors, lawyers. They weren't going. Back then, they had a black school, and blacks got a hand-me-down book. But blacks that went to that all-black school made to be doctors, lawyers. They never killed each other, and they never shot people down. That was shot down in the living room. That was a rifle. Didn't nobody get no gun and shoot each other. Pistol in the draw. Ain't no kids that ain't got the gun and shot themselves. Because they was disobedient. What's going on now? The Bible said you're getting weaker and wiser. Divine word tonight to Mary Hawkins. Thank God for her. I see her. Got her phone back on. And it ain't been all of it. It's just sometimes to mess up. I want to, after I play this, I'm just get ready to get the pencil and paper. Maybe this scripture might help you out. I want to go to Detroit first.
Remembering Detroit, Reverend Charles A. Smith, Jr., put your hands together.
some degrees.
Y'all anticipate some snow?
Are we ready for it?
Thank God for that. I would like for you to read the scripture tonight. And because this is March, and March is the month of St. Michael, is the archangel of March. Those that read the Bible understand every month got to do with an angel. If you find this month, March, your angel is Michael. Archangel Michael fought the dragon and the devil. Archangel Michael threw up in all the writings in the Bible of fighting evil, physical, mentally, and spiritual. Can you read that for us, please, now?
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Amen. I just read Revelation 12, 7 through 9.
Some people you can help. Some people you got to let God come in and straighten them out because they're so crossed up and so messed up. So when the brother says don't let the devil ride, he means don't be persuaded of negativity. Always stay with positive things, things to heal your body. And maybe telling me, my sister's sick. She won't go to church and she won't stay at the hospital. But, you know, I teach Sunday school. I better go teach her Sunday school and leave her alone. God take care of her. See, once you are anointed, it's a divine talk that God talks to you. He talked to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'll talk to you. He talked to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Talk to them. So don't bow. Listen, we're not going to bow. And once you make up your mind, whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. Now, I'd like to say this is going into, if you got a need to plant your seed. The young lady said, Bitch, I planted a seed before I could get it to you. My bill that I was trying to pay, the man called me and said, you ain't got to pay it this month. We took care of it. And she just jumped up and down. I said, didn't I tell you, if you plant a seed, a harvest coming. That harvest can be your health. That harvest can be somebody in your family being healed. The harvest can be somebody that's sitting at death. And because you seed it to that family member or that brother, that sister, they got all right. Because if you got a need, you plant a seed. And the widow woman had Jerry two okay. She said, I'm going to eat this and die. And when she obeyed the prophet, the angels came and she fed the whole neighborhood. See, when Abraham, when the three angels came, Abraham to go kill a goat, cook some bread, and the angels sat there and ate. David told, and Abraham was old, and his wife was old in years, because when he served the angels told him, you're going to have a child. The wife stood in the door and laughed. And the angel said, is anything too hard for God? That's divine talk. It might look like the devil winning, but you don't let the devil drive you to dope, to drugs, to alcohol, to lying. Don't let the devil tell you that you're sick, you're going to die. When it wasn't no doctor, you live. I want to tell you this. My great-grandmother, Brother Jerry, she ran the watch pot. And if you had a soap farm, she put some olive oil on it, whatever oil she had, you got healed. If you had a scratch, or you talking about rheumatism and all that old stuff, we ain't got no rheumatism. Some of your headaches, you go to all your headaches go away. Now you got that people got cancer, breast in the breast. They got liver cancer, prostate cancer. You just come out, they got cancer in the colon. It's because you don't care things to God in prayer. I just believe that God is a healer. And if you tonight, if you ask God for the healing, you say, well, Bishop, what I need to do, you need to see, so that's what you want. Then you have not because you ask not. If you begin to ask God tonight what you want, maybe you say, ain't nothing impossible for God. Stop saying it's impossible. Ain't nothing impossible. All things are possible for those who believe. I just need some people to believe. I need some people, a bucket of truth. They got a handful of praise, but they ain't got no truth. Once you get the truth, you can move mountains. If you got the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. If you got a bucket of mustard seed, you can move everything. So I'm going to give you a bucket of mustard seed, and you can move everything. Everything that's going on. If you know right now we're in a demonic state where killing, shooting going on, Germany, Russia, everybody, they're killing. And America is bootlegging killing, because if I'm giving you a gun to shoot somebody, I'm just like I'm doing it. We send all that over there to Premier to fight Russia. Russia killing women and children. But the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God. You sound like, Bobby, I want to tell you, I pick up your spirit. All is well. You know, tonight, going on the church Sunday and going into March and you asking what's going on. And one lady said, her grandmother came and sat in her living room. She said, bitch, I thought I was dreaming. But my grandmother sat there and looked at me and smiled. She was upset. I said, don't be upset. She couldn't see what you were doing. My grandmother used to tell me the dead know what the living doing, but the living don't know what the dead doing. I just did that. Divine talk tonight, divine word of God tonight will get you where you want to go. Marilyn, I see your hand up. And I see where you text me and ask me, Bishop, what I need to do. I can't tell you what you need to do, but I can tell you, read Psalms 23 and read Psalms 71. And once you read it, say, God, give me my assignment. Maybe you're not ready to take the assignment that God got for you. Just See, Moses had to go through some things where he could get his assignment. First, Jerry, he killed the Egyptian, buried him in the sand. And he got kicked out of Egypt. They ran him out of Egypt, put him in the desert to die. But when he got to Mount Sinai, he seen the burning bush. When he seen that burning bush, he said, let me go and get close to it. When he seen that burning bush, God said, take your shoes off. Because the ground you stand on is holy ground. That's what God told Moses. He took his shoes off. And what that meant, that I'm going to give you a divine word, because once you leave off of this mountain, you're going to be a different man. And I was talking to Liza up in Minnesota. She's a bishop. People are so afraid of me because I got a divine word from God. Sometimes you got to stop everything and get a divine word from God. It ain't about the husband. It ain't about the children. It's about you and God. And, you know, one lady said, I got to take care of my grandkids. I said, you have them? No, but I got to take care of them. What did God say? See, when you acknowledge God as your people, God will have you in spite of the evil that try to block you. Okay? Revelation chapter 12, Mary just read it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. You need to read the whole chapter. Michael and his angels fought the dragon, and they overcome, they beat the dragon. You got to be a dragon fighter. You got to be a devil buster. And whatever come your way, you got to say, oh, you're a lie. I'm an anointed woman. I'm an anointed man of God. And I walk in the way of God, and he got me. And at least you can say, God got me. And I'm going to say that tonight, because Prophet Johnson always said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And you can say this, everything in divine order is not your order, it's God's order. And I'm telling you tonight, the devil come in 1,000 different ways, but you can't let him ride. You can't let him ride in your mind. Lots of Minnesota, we're going to have more young folks this year men suicide. We're going to have more people murdering because they have tacked on the word of Satan. You got to fight him body, mind, soul, and spirit. See, the three Hebrew boys, we ain't going to bow. They make the fire hot. No, we ain't going to bow. When they got ready to put him in the fire, you know, you got to understand, sometimes the devil makes you feel like you ain't making it. So I ain't got no money. You have not because you're not. God said it's a financial blessing from the first to the seventh. It's magical. And y'all don't know magic. It's miracles. The church folks said miracles. Spiritual folks said magic. Our ancestors said magic. So from the first to the seventh is your magic week to get the gift that you want. I say the ancestors working for you. And I want you to understand that that's going to be a blessing for you. But don't let the devil attack cancer on you, high blood, sugar, rheumatism. Well, the doctor said, hey, if it wasn't no doctor, what you going to do, die? God ain't ready for you to die. The doctor told the lady, you'll die in 3 days. The mother went home and prayed. The doctor died. She's 95 years old and still living. Thank you.
alright. Cause if you let him run, you wanna drive the wind. Come on. No! Please don't let him drive your car. Come on.
Stole your mind, stole your faith, stole your ancestors, stole your car, stole your home, and it's filling your mind. And you got to get some sleeping pills to go to sleep. You got to get some pain pills because you're in pain. The devil done stole your faith. But I want to take back all that the devil stole tonight. 10 generations. Put that down. 10 generations. You know, I want to say this, Jerry. You can't help people that don't want help. You pray for them, and God will bring them around. But sometimes people got to fall. And then they got to understand, I need some help. But help been there all along. And I'm going to tell you, young lady, you can't help people that don't want your help. But never. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, all is well. A divine talk tonight. My divine talk tonight is Exodus 23:20. Let me say it again. I don't read again. Exodus 23:20. And I want you to get that. Exodus 23:20. But as I was saying that, Exodus 23:20, God was telling me all is well. You see, well, I can't see it. The storm and the flood. Right now, we're in the midst of a storm from Memphis all the way to Seaport. And all the way of smoke up in California. Snow up in the Rockies. Snow up in Minnesota, South Dakota. The God of the water, the God of the wind, the God is still in control. He said, Moses, take your shoes off. Because I got a sign. Go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses obeyed God. Tomorrow, I need to go to rehab and I just need to stop drinking. See the pills long. Go to Walgreens and get them. If you got a scripture, it don't mean nothing. Change. Because you've over-medicated your body. And pharmaceuticals is selling drugs with all kinds. Now they've got a drug that the baby can smell when they die. Then I said the wages in the death to get the body turned back. And one lady said, Bridget, I want my grandbaby. The mama said, Mama, you didn't have them. What you want with them? Crying, ooh. I said, baby, let that girl have her kids. Stop trying to be a grandma for somebody and be what God wants you to be. Some of you messed up. But you're trying to live the life that you're supposed to live. You're supposed to be asking God tonight, what is my assignment? Is it teaching school? Is it running a business? Is it, what is my assignment? See, Moses got an assignment. Isaac, Jacob got the assignment. Abraham got his assignment. He got his name changed and got his assignment. Some of you waiting on your husband, you're going to go to hell, waiting on him, or waiting on your wife, you're going to go to hell. Wait on your children. Your children ain't talking about you. So you're going to open to get rid of you. Hello? Because that's the money spirit. Now, I want to say this before I said pick back. So, you know, I watched Shango. Man asked me, what you think about Shango? And from a point of view, he was a black man that was enslaved, come and killed everybody, killed all them white people. So what does that mean? That means that murder is going on in Washington, D.C. Washington, let me say it, but I'll be clear. The Republican and the Democrat is murder because they ain't doing nothing to stop all this killing that's going on in America. If they see America killing, Germany, all those countries in general, because America is the lead country. It's more guns. You can get a gun or you get a hamburger. You know, there's a lot of hamburger places now. But what I'm saying, you got to keep your kids out of harm's way. The best thing could have happened that you homeschool your kids, but they ain't caught up in the environment of this witchcraft, this warlockism, this homosexualism, this gay thing but the devil. Divine word of God, Romans 1 and 26. I know you don't want to hear that. That's not what he says. It's the divine word. If you read the divine word, it's what it means. So, well, my daughter that way, my husband that way. Baby, they need faith. They need to get saved. Let me help you out tonight. Put it with me. In the name of the Almighty God, I claim my healing, my deliverance, and I'm saved by the name of the Almighty God through Jesus. You said that, you already saved. You got to see nothing. Moses had to the mountain where he could get what he wanted. He had to go to Mount Sinai and take the shoes off. But the ground, you stand on the holy. I want to tell you, a holy man needs a holy woman. A sanctified man needs a sanctified woman. A healing man needs a healing woman. I'm going to hit me. I ain't talking about in no bed with no sex. I'm talking about reaching out to get the black. It's a few fruit and multiply. Ain't nothing wrong with sex. Now, every man look at a woman or he looking at me trying to take sex out the thing. It's a few fruit and multiply. Can't there two women to have no baby? Can't no two men to have no baby? But there's a law where men can't have women and women can't have men. God Almighty, I know what I'm saying. And they're going to lift their eyes there. But I'm going to say this him. Now, take back all that the devil has took from you and your family 10 generations. Take it back. This is for you, Marvin. 44:17. Psalms 44:17. Janice, this is for you. Psalm 53. All them that's on, I got a message for you. I want you to take back. First, you have to take back your mind, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Whatever you lost, God's going to give it back to you. And they told me, the bishop, I've lost him. Don't worry. God's going to give it back to you. You got to stand in faith and tell God what you want. And when you see, you're going to get a harvest. When you put corn in the ground, corn don't come up. When you put your word into God, God's going to make sure that everything works for you. I don't hear me. I said, look, let me tell you something, lady. Let me tell you something. You can't talk negative when you're with God. I don't care what nobody says. You got to say, I got what I got. I don't care if you cut, say what you want to, talk bad. I know who I am. I know God got me. He might not have you, but he got me. And I'm going to take back everything the devil took from grandma, great grandma, and all of them that have died. That's what happened to white folks now. We have taken back the elements, the storms, the floods, until Americans treat black folks like we're going to have storms, floods, and tornadoes. I prophesied all down, we're going to have hurricanes back to back. Tornadoes back. Everything coming this year back to back. Repeat. Let me say it. Repeat. I see a plane fall. I just seen it. I've seen somebody jump out. I'm prophesying. I've seen people jump out the window trying to get saved. Okay, thank you, John. Let's take back everything the devil. Say this with me. I'm taking back tonight. Everything the devil stole, I'm going to take it back in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're gonna take everything that the devil stole.
Hey!
the devil's head.